Good afternoon, everyone. So this is the last part of our DCM retreat. So the loving kindness meditation. And actually, you can be innovative. You know, everyone is different. And even though this is like my way of doing it, you know, like normally I start with myself. You know, I send loving kindness to myself because some people they find it very difficult to have loving kindness towards oneself, and then. But you can start with something else, you know. Ajahn Brahm, normally he starts with a kitten, you know. You can start with a kitten, with your dog, you know. And because sometimes you do it, I always encourage people to do the easy one first. So like the traditional way of, you know, the Buddhist way, you know, his teaching of doing loving kindness, actually you send to yourself first and then to your benefactor. And doing, you know, to someone neutral, you know, then to someone, to your enemy and to all beings, you know. And of course, the enemy is the most difficult one. So normally I don't encourage people to do that. Normally you know, you can do it, then slowly you move on to from the easy one to a more difficult one, you know, to send loving kindness. And some people find it very difficult to start with themselves. So, but you can, you know, something that is easier that can arouse that, you know, that sense of love, care, you know. And, you know, different people, some people, they do loving kindness, they like that, they focus, they imagine that is the light and things like that. For me, because to me, I feel that it's more, I click, you know, I feel that I'm more, I feel more connected. Because when I, for me, like when I have the sense of, you know, love, you know, the softness and the loving kindness, actually I feel that it's the opening of my heart. Because loving kindness actually is not that you have something to give. Actually, we open the door of our heart. We allow people to come in. So loving kindness is that no, we have no barrier. We not identify you or me. When we identify my like myself, even if identify my family or my children, it's still there is a separation because there is the identity there. We identify this is me, you know, and then there is a barrier. A true loving kindness has no barrier. It's just that person, you know. There's no barrier between ourselves and others. So actually, it's opened up the door of our heart. We allow people to come in. This is how I feel when I have the sense of loving kindness. I feel the source of spaciousness is in my heart. I feel that it's so spacious, and I feel that I can embrace. I feel that I can embrace more and more people. So when you start to develop that sense of loving kindness, and then you can feel that you can embrace more and more. So then, you know, then I feel that, you know, within myself, the opening the door of my heart, I feel that it's growing, like my heart grows really big. So then I have like, yeah, I open up, you know, first of all from myself, and I open up my heart to other people, maybe to your loved one, you know, or and to your friends, and depends. And you can do it, it can be innovative. It just depends what works for you, you know. And then what the phrase that you said, yeah, you're sending loving kindness to yourself, is that you're sending good wishes to yourself. So, but I normally just send good wishes to myself. May I be well and happy, you know. May I be free of mental and physical suffering. May I live in love and compassion. But you can use whatever words, because sometimes some of the words doesn't click, you know. So you can be innovative what works for you. But what I'm doing this metta guided meditation. It just gives you an example of how you do. You know, you can do it, and then you can use your own way. And different teacher, they will teach you different. I mean, methods. You know, ways. You know, but basically, it's also almost quite similar. And you can start with, you know, you can use, if you find it very difficult, some people find it very difficult to have loving kindness towards human being. So you start with your animals, you can start with your dog, you know, if you find that it's easier, you know. So it's always we have to start with the easy one to the hard one. And then maybe at last you go back to yourself. If you find that to have loving kindness. Because I've seen people, I met people that have lots of self-hatred, that find it very difficult to have loving kindness towards themselves. So that is to open up the door, you allow people to come in, you know, more and more people come, you know, to this is, and then you can, you know, whoever, you know, so if you need, yes, you have some door, yes. So if you find that if the teddy bear is easier, then you can have your teddy bear. Oh, may I be very happy. It's very nice, you know. And I mean, it's sometimes that, you know, it's nothing that, you know, it has to be that way. Like Achan Chai used to say, he said, there's no the only way, or, you know, whatever, you know, makes you, you know, peaceful, calm, you know, and that's the best way, you know. There's no fix that you have to do it that way. Okay? So, yeah. And then sometimes if you find that, when doing breath meditation, you find it quite difficult to focus. Actually, you can start off with doing loving kindness, because like sending good wishes is help to soften your mind, and it soften, and then when and especially when your mind softens and you started to, you know, when you send loving kindness to yourself, you arouse the happiness and joy. Then your mind become peaceful. And then when you have the joy and happiness, you have more energy. Then after that, you go back to, actually it's easier to watch the breath and you soften your mind. It's a use of, it's a way to calming your mind down by doing metta, meditation, loving kindness. But don't come with that expectation that, you know, there's so many people that always come to me and say that, oh, it used to work last time, but doesn't work now. Because when we started to do that, oh, it's working, you know, it's working, and then we have the expectation, we expect that, you know, now I'm angry, I quickly go and sit down and do loving kindness, happy, then they think, oh, I'm not angry anymore. Then it doesn't work like that, because we use this to suppress our emotion. And it's very subtle. And we don't know that we are doing it. You know, we have someone said to me that, oh, when I'm get angry, I'll go and sit. And she will try to focus on her breath and try to use that to suppress her emotion. And at the beginning, she didn't realize it until after that, she realized that she did that. Actually, she's using this as a way to suppress her emotion. You know, but at least, you know, she aware of that. So actually, this is natural. It's truly you feel that way, and then you feel that you can feel the spaciousness in your heart. You feel that, you know, you can embrace, and you can embrace everybody. You can allow many people come into your heart, and you can embrace them. There's no barrier between ourselves and others. There's no separation. That is the true loving kindness. That's why, even though you start with others, but ultimately you still have to keep send the loving kindness towards yourself, because we have to in ourselves as well include, you know, loving kindness. You know, we don't exclude ourselves. Include. And the Buddha said, you search through entire universe, you can't find one that deserves your love beside yourself. We deserve our love more than anyone else. That's why, even though we start with, you know, maybe a dog or your cat or kitten, whatever, but you still have to sense that when you arouse that happiness and that you have the sense of, you know, you feel that they're loving, you know, that have the loving kindness, and you have to send these good wishes back to yourself, loving kindness, because we don't exclude ourselves. That's like we don't sacrifice for others, and we also do not need to have other people to sacrifice for us. So actually, that is everybody included, including ourselves. We don't exclude ourselves. Sometimes people think that, oh, I'm so kind, you know, and I sacrifice for you. No, if you sacrifice yourself for others, that is not true loving kindness. True loving kindness, you have to include yourself, not to exclude yourself. If you find it very difficult to start with sending good wishes to yourself, you start with your something that is easy, but eventually you still have to go back to yourself. You have to include yourself too. Because a true loving kindness, we don't exclude ourselves. We have to be inclusive, include ourselves as well. So you can be innovative, you know, whatever you find that is more click and whatever phrase that want to use, that, you know, just whatever that suits you. Okay? Before we start, any questions or comments? Any questions or comments before we start the guided meditation? If not, then we can start the guided meditation. So I try to speak a bit louder. So just choose a comfortable posture and make yourself as comfortable as you can. And just relax your body. Bring your attention under your body. And just relax your body. As a way to calm your body by relaxing your body. Bring awareness into this moment. We spend a few moments being in the present, aware of what's going on in this moment. So we begin loving kindness meditation by sending good wishes to yourself. And you sincerely wish yourself well. And you really mean it. May I be well, may I be happy. May I be free from mental and physical suffering. May I live in love and compassion. May I be well and happy. May I be free from mental and physical suffering. May I live in love and compassion. May I be well, may I be happy. May I be free from mental and physical suffering. May I live in love and compassion. We sincerely wish ourselves well. you continue to sin, get peace with yourself. Until you're ready, you have to tell yourself, yeah, and soft, softness in your heart, and you feel, you can see the opening up of your heart. Your heart starts to grow bigger. So as your heart expands, it grows bigger and bigger. You start to send good wishes to the person who sits next to you. You sincerely wish the person well. May the person sitting next to me be well and happy and be free from mental and physical suffering. May they live in love and compassion. May the people sit to me be well and happy. May the people sit next to me be free from mental and physical suffering. And may they live in love and love and compassion. May the people sit next to me be well and happy. May they be free from mental and physical suffering. May they live in love and compassion. You continue to send good wishes to the person who sits next to you until you feel that your heart even expands bigger. And your heart is big enough to embrace the person sitting next to you. Allowing them to come into your heart. There's no barrier between yourself and the person who is sitting next to you. And you can feel that your heart continues to grow, to expand, even larger. And it's growing and growing and growing. As big as this hall, you start to send loving kindness, good wishes to all the people in this hall, be well and happy. May all the people in this hall be free from mental and physical suffering. May all of us here live in love and compassion. May all of us here in the hall be well and happy, free from physical and mental suffering. May we live in love and compassion. May all of us here in the hall be well and happy, be free from mental and physical suffering. May we live in love and compassion. And you can feel the spaciousness in your heart. Your heart is as big as this hall, filled with loving kindness. Yet the sense of love, warmth, and gentleness. And you'll be able to embrace each one of us in this hall. You can hold everyone in this hall in your heart. So we continue to send good wishes to all the people in this hall. Be well and happy. And it will grow bigger and bigger. And you can feel the expansion of your heart. That you'll be able to embrace all beings in Australia. And you started to send loving kindness to all beings in Australia. Be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering. May all beings in Australia live in love and compassion. May all beings in Australia be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering. May all beings in Australia live in love and compassion. May all beings in Australia be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. You continue to send good wishes to all beings in Australia, be well and happy. Free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. And you can start to feel that this expansion in your heart, and your heart grow even bigger. Growing. necessarily conducive to our beings in Australia to be unhappy. Be free from mental and physical suffering. Live in love and compassion. And you can feel the expansion. You can feel that your hearts grow. You can feel they're holding each one of us. All beings in Australia in our hearts. We be able to embrace all beings in Australia in our heart. So now we send good wishes to all beings in the world, be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. May all beings in the world be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. May all beings in the world be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. We continue to send good wishes to all beings in the world. So our heart continue to expand and is growing and growing, and you can feel that flow of loving kindness. You can feel that you'll be able to hold all beings in the world in your heart. We send loving kindness, good wishes to all beings in the universe. May all beings in the universe be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. May all beings in the universe be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. May all beings be well and happy. Be free from mental physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. May all beings in the universe be well and happy. Be free from mental and physical suffering, and live in love and compassion. our heart continue to expand and grow as big as the whole universe. We be able to embrace all beings in the universe in our heart. We are one with the whole universe, with all beings in the whole universe. There's no barrier between ourselves and all beings in the whole universe. We are one with the whole universe. And now, your heart is as big as the whole universe, full of loving kindness, full of love. We pick up all this love and we send it to ourselves. May I be well, may I be happy. May I be free from mental and physical suffering. And living love and compassion. And your heart, in this moment, fill with love and compassion. And there's a lot of joy and happiness within yourself. And you share this happiness, joy, with all beings. May all be free from suffering. May all beings be well and happy. So we share the merits with all beings. May the merits make by me, not at some other time, be shared among all beings here, infinite, immeasurable, by rejoicing in this cause. These gifts of merits given by me, may beings all for live a happy life, be free from hate, and may they find the skill and their good wishes all succeed. So you can spend a few moments before we end this session of meditation. and just recollect. How do you feel this moment, before and after? End up for this weekend retreat. So yeah, and thank you everyone for attending this retreat, and have a nice weekend. I mean, tomorrow is a public holiday, isn't it? So yes, and you have a nice day.